Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enlightened Mind, a weekly talk show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey Royale, and this week's show, man, unless you've been under a rock or on the moon or traveling the galaxy, there are a lot of things going on and things are getting heated up in our country, which leads us to what the topic of today of this week's show is. Are we headed for a civil war if Trump wins or loses the election? Because it's not only if he wins, you know, if he loses, I'm sorry, we head to a civil war, but it's also if he wins. Again, I want to bring my panel on, led by Chris Gemini, Mother Teresa, and the Black Cafe. And I just want to ask you guys, starting off, man, how have y'all weeks been? What's going on? Have you guys seen the news? Did you guys check that vice presidential debate that we had the other night? Let me start with Chris Gemini. Chris, what's going on, man? How you been doing? And did you check out the debate that went on the other night? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, one of them I did. I caught the Biden and the President Trump debate. And to be honest with you, man, it was all mumbo jumbled. I got a lot of reviews, captured a lot of reviews from it. A lot of people were quite confused and even more decided towards not even making a decision to vote in this term. I think that it will be a nationwide record of low votes, the lowest ever in history, because it's like the people put it, and I'm not putting it this way, but it's like watching a show of clowns, a show of acrobats, and they just go swinging in the air and just bump heads in the middle of swinging in the air at each other. You couldn't make Trump look. Kept interrupting Biden. Biden is facing memory loss. And is doing his best to stay afloat, doing his best to come up with things to knock Trump down with, and Trump won't let him talk. He won't let him get away with it. He's stayed on the fence of defending himself the entire time, on the fence of defense. And I don't know what to make out of it.
I don't want to cut you off right quick. So you're saying on the fence with it, but I want to bring this up. So this today. And as you all know, allegedly hit with the coronavirus, and we touched on that a little bit last week. Did he have the coronavirus?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Today, the president, and this is going to blow y'all mind. Today, President Trump held a rally with he still having corona inside the White House on the balcony. But here's the most shocking thing: there were a lot of black supporters there with their hats on supporting President Trump.
That's the way that you win the black votes. Just catch that black coronavirus and overcome it, and you become the new world leader of the black community.
What you say about that black FA? A lot of Trump is actually getting the black votes. The people are starting to support him. What's going on with that FA? What you got to say?
Yeah,
go for it.
First, I want to say I had a fabulous week, and day's been good. Now, these recent clown shows are proof, blatant, in-your-face proof what I've been telling people for decades, over two decades, and that is this country needs to be allowed to separate, segregate as everyone sees fit, as good for their lifestyle and their family. I don't know how you want to do it. People need to better separate. We have – this is my opinion, and I want to explain this disclaimer. My personal views don't necessarily reflect the views of the panel. But my opinion is this. I believe this boils down to this. We have one side who are the KKK members and the KKK supporters versus the pedophile people and the people who are affiliated with the pedophilia behavior. That's what it boils down to. This is an ultimate joke. I know the world is laughing at us. The animals are laughing at us. The aliens are laughing at us. The fishes in the sea are laughing at us. We
the fishes
are
the and the aliens.
Of bona fide joke. It is disgusting. I'm glad it's happening on the highest level because it proves what I've been saying. The system is a joke. We're seeing it firsthand, and we need to be allowed to divide as we want to. KKK versus pedophiles.
Can I ask Black Hefe something?
Go ahead.
So you support kind of like what Nation of Islam says that we should divide? You supporting division?
I fully support. Okay, let me ask you. Yes, I do support that part of their statement because that's like us saying we're going to try, humans are going to try to force hyenas and lions to cohabit the same space. It is not going to happen. It defies nature. And you got people of different culture. Yeah, go ahead.
No, finish your statement, then I'm going to ask you a question after that.
Okay.
Finish your statement.
We got people. People say we all bleed the same red blood. That means. Dude, poo-poo. That is pure. Flush that down the toilet. That is poo-poo and puke. We are different in every facet of the word, by culture, by our thinking, our existence, our spiritual existence and everything. We should not be allowed to live with people who want us dead and vice versa. People who are implementing tactics continuously to destroy you. Why should we have to be forced to live amongst those people?
I got two questions for you, and then let me ask you two questions. One question is, you're talking about everybody needs to separate. Where these little Negroes is going? This is they're not welcome back in Africa. They can't go nowhere else. They over here in America. How you going to separate if you say all America is against them? Where they
country.
Going? And the second, let me get my second question. What different thing? And then the second question is, and I'm going to let you answer both of them. The second question is, what the hell do the KKK got to do when I said there were black people at the Trump rally supporting black? They look like there were more black people there than there was white people. Then you said KKK is separate. This is like they're uniting with Trump.
Okay.
Explain yourself.
Okay, I got an answer to
child.
Both of those.
A good
way to separate, we can take the Mississippi River, or be the north-south separation bar, and then we come somewhere across the middle part from like maybe Virginia over to what, Oregon somewhere. So separated north, south, east, west, period. And let people get up with going whatever coast, north and south coast they want, east and west coast they want, whatever. Now, the answer to the second question is this. Those black people at the KKK, to me, they don't exist. They are just what I prove, people who are just naive, lost, don't know no better. They don't know they can't distinguish a rock from a bucket of shrimp. So I don't even acknowledge those people in existence. They have no dog in the fight. They don't even know who they are, and they don't know what they're doing. They just in the wind, whichever wind blows the strongest, that's what direction they go in. So people are lost. And then that proves why I say the government needs to always pay baby, because as long as the majority of the people are dumb, naive, and worst of all, choose to stay dumb and naive, then the government must pay mom and daddy to everybody. Not conceited. Mm.
So God bless America. And I understand. God bless America. And you, and I'm asking this, and then I'm breaking in. I'm going to read on this, but I'm asking this. So you saying that a person is stupid that support of a black person support Trump, they stupid? I'm asking some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Those people who are blatant supporters of Trump are blind and naive to many of the more compelling, powerful facts that they need to become aware of. This guy blatantly supports the when you I don't care how you try to twist it, turn it, cover it up, and I'm glad Kamala mentioned it, Harris mentioned it the other day in the debate. She reiterated, he specifically stated to the KKK, stand back, stand down. That is an act, the preliminary phases of a war that's yet to come. It's an imminent war that lies ahead that we're all going to be affected by, a civil war that you mentioned
right.
earlier in the opening
and
of
the
show. A civil war.
And that goes
mm-hmm.
to the – no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. And that touched on exactly what I've been saying for years, too. There is a civil war coming, and that's the only thing that will bring about necessary change, whether the corrupt become more powerful or the meek take over and become power, become the new group of power. Only revolution, only that brings about necessary change for the good or the bad. I don't care what type of propaganda crap these people keep throwing everybody. Only revolution brings about change.
Now I'm gonna have to come in and see, man. I'm telling you, man. I don't want you see. I had to come in and I'm playing fair, impartial today. Cause see, I put my impartial hat on today. Now you just said out your mouth and I want to straighten all these people on this BS. You just came out your mouth and quoted Kamala Harris. Kamala freaking Harris. Now Kamala freaking Harris is sitting up here crying like she loves black people. And like she love all this and that. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm glad you brought up the debate and said Kamala Harris said that Trump is for the KKK and this. But then the funny thing is the vice presidential candidate came back and said, Mrs. Kamala, it's funny how you sit here and toot your horn about you love blacks and Black Lives Matter when you was the main one locking every black man up in California for little crimes. She gave out life sentences for small possessions of weed, and she was just knocking them boys down. And then he came back and said President Trump has did more prison reform for black people. If you really look deep into President Trump's history records, this man has done more for black people than that goddamn Obama, than any other president. Now, you said, Space, are you sitting here staunchly defending Trump? No, what I'm sitting here saying is, I'm calling a spade a spade. Y'all sitting here just because y'all say, well, because Trump is white and he said this, he's a racist. But because Kamala Harris is black, she's for blacks and she's a Democrat. Damn it, she was locking more black people up than anybody. Hell, the Democrats, under the Democrats. That's where your three strike laws came in. But hold on. The next point, the damn dude that she's running against, Joe Biden, is the one that started the three strikes. If you look on the Netflix documentary about blacks getting arrested and killed and locked up for life, that was his deal. That was him and Clinton's deal. Hillary Clinton ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Trump the one supported
the
y'all. Go for it.
Right, the Clintons helped. Yeah, the Clintons helped bring about those new bills that made it tougher on crime and locking more black people up. The Clintons, the Biden, the Obamas, Biden, all those guys.
Okay,
I agree.
Exactly.
They're all a joke.
But Trump,
I don't respect
Trump,
none of them. They're
Trump. But you
Trump
said Trump is the racist one.
To support. Trump's move to support black folks is a very clever strategy to, and also propaganda to sway the blacks voters on his side. He don't truly love and care. I mean, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on.
I
love you, Black. Black Cafe, I love you to death. But you just said, see, what you're saying is you're saying the most contradictory, stupidest stuff because this is what you said out your mouth. I just want you to hear what you just said. And I don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all record this because I'm telling you what this man said word for word. He just said out his mouth, Donald Trump is very clever to sit here and try to do all these things for blacks to get their votes. But Kamala Harris and Joe Biden locked y'all asses up and came back and said, hey, y'all, we're Democrats. We for the black people. That dumbass Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Motherfucker, excuse me, you're the one that locked everybody up.
I'm agreeing with you.
Sitting here saying
they're
that
all
you're
a
with
joke.
These people.
No,
okay.
All of them are a joke. All of them are a joke on both sides. All of them are a joke. You it's like which
but
pick
now,
your poison. Do you go with the pedophilia supporters? Do you go with the KKK supporters? Pick your joke. I mean, pick
now,
your pick
the
your poison. Pick the gate.
Now who's
the
pedophilia
on one side?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hmm? No, go ahead.
Now who's the pedophilia? I just need to know who's the pedophilia supporters. Like who they supporting? And the way where they come in at? Who they supporting?
No,
are they supporting
the Democrats? Yes. Pizzagate. All of them affiliated.
Okay. So who are the Trump supporters?
KKK. There's a KKK leader who recently conducted an interview with a reporter named Ayla Calderon. You know, the KKK guy told that black female reporter, he told her this on the interview, we are going to burn y'all out of here. This is a KKK man said on national TV to a black reporter, female black reporter, we are going to burn all of y'all out of here. He proudly claimed how they killed 11 million Jews, and they will kill more if they have to. And the president, the active current president, is supporting people like this.
Let me give you something.
Like I said, that president is not stupid.
That's going to blow your mind. let me give you something that's going to blow your mind, and then I'm going to move on to Mother Teresa because I want to get her in here because we definitely got a segment. I'm going to get something that's going to blow y'all mind. If y'all don't believe me, look it up. So the Proud Boys, as y'all call the Proud Boys, the ones that they say Trump and all these black people, oh, the Proud Boys is this and that, and they're going to go kill everybody. And then they all this for that. They hate blacks and this and that. Do you know the ultimate leader of the Proud Boys who started that is black? Look it up. Let me go on to Mother Teresa.
No,
Mother
Teresa,
how has your
that don't surprise
been?
Me. I knew that.
No.
Human Mother Teresa.
Oh,
human Mother Teresa.
Right, go ahead.
Let me intervene. The Proud Boys, the Proud Boys publicly announced. They denounced that all the KKK. They even rejected and refuted against some KKK members because they thought the KKK were not appropriate for their group. Those Proud Boys are the good white folks I spoke about that we need to win the fight. That's the good group of white folks.
Got you.
Okay.
Oh,
I can see the Mother Teresa.
Trying to
straight
say
that Mother
Proud Boys is the one that's killing everybody. You try to do the Proud Boys killing everybody, and they the ones that's racist. But the Proud Boys is actually ran, the whole white organization is actually ran by black. Mother Teresa, how's your week, man? Let's bring you in. How you been doing, girl? What's going down?
I have been doing pretty good. I've been busy, as most days. But, I'm trying to look on the positive side and stay away from all the negativity as I can. So I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing pretty good. I wanna change the tone right quick. And we got plenty enough time for that again, guys. The title of this show is Are We Headed for a Civil War if President Trump wins the election or if he doesn't, but we'll get into that another segment. But right now I wanna bring in something that has actually been real curious to me, and it's on a whole different level. And Mother Teresa, you can help me with this here. I came across an article that really disturbed me. And it is blood-sucking killer mosquitoes. And in this article, I read it. It said, and this was a USA Today article. It says, vicious little suckers. Massive clouds of mosquitoes are killing cows, horses, and Louisiana after the Hurricane Laura. Now, I'll read a little bit of the article. It goes on to say, swarms of mosquitoes have killed cows, deers, horses and other livestock in Louisiana after rains from the hurricane led to an explosion in the pest population. Thousands of mosquitoes have attacked animals as large as bulls, draining their blood and driving the massive creatures to a pace in the summer heat until they were exhausted, according to the Louisiana State University Veterinarian Agent Center. While recently aerial spraying efforts have helped bring them down a little bit, these mosquitoes seem to migrate and have become out of control. It is as if they're transforming from the docile little pest that we knew into blood-sucking monsters. Let me ask you this. What is your thought on this? And what makes a mosquito become that deadly where it is killing animals just by biting it? Like, what's going on in your opinion? Go ahead, Mother Teresa.
Stacy, I'm so afraid, but they are messing with Mother Nature, and I believe they have made a monster. That's, it's like Jurassic Park of the mosquito. It's terrible. This company that has made these mosquitoes. I think that, and I bet that storm. Okay, now I haven't been in touch with much TV, but I'm sure that probably came from the south and came up through into Louisiana area. And
came from Jacksonville.
They released a whole bunch from Jacksonville. Well, the air still is pushing. The air is still pushing, So, anyhow, mosquitoes have been released that they're, have been altered in a lab, and they're making these mosquitoes. And I have a very bad feeling about this. As soon as I saw it, that this is messing with Mother Nature. And, what is the effects of this? It's going to be huge. There's animals in the ecosystem that eat these things. And what is that going to do to them? It's just really scaring me. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I wanted to bring in Gemini.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I wanted to bring in Gemini to help us out on this one here because he was saying something about he came across where it was some like the rivers are turning to blood, and then I was going to, you know, bring in something to back off on him on that. But my question to both of you guys is this, and to all three of you guys, even Hefe, my thing is this. Okay, you saying, hey, they are creating these mosquitoes. Why? Like, why are they doing this, and who's doing this? Like, what's the reason to just create all of this massive destruction and confusion? It's killing the earth that we're living on. I keep telling you guys. There's something if you're saying that they're creating mosquitoes to kill. Go ahead on, Chris. Oh yeah, I don't want to babble about
it.
I just want to give a little bit of
support to where, my opinion, where I think all of this is coming from, because I think this is a futuristic wave into a new biological warfare, even with the United States, considering all the bad history and bad blood that the United States have with other countries. Have you ever thought of this scenario being a very big possibility of how they got here, the way other countries transported them here was through that Saharan dust cloud that arrived over here in the U.S. Gulf and went across the United States, and that big old haze of dust that came over from the way of Africa, off, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean. There's a lot of things that could have arrived here in that dust cloud. That dust cloud was massive, and it can hide a lot of biological weaponry. Another thing is, I believe wholeheartedly that this could have been concocted in a laboratory, and that it is not in a natural state whatsoever. Because remember, I mentioned earlier when we talked about this about the thousands of migrating migratory birds that fell out of the sky in a mass die-off that could be linked to linked to the West Coast wildfires. And then in another article, you have hundreds and thousands of whales that washed up on the beaches, stranded off of Tasmania. So this is all of the death in animals are happening all across the globe. It's actually not just in the United States. So we have to think about what my concern is. What is the point of driving the globe into a state of where our animals and everything that's linked to nature, what is the point of killing it all off and just starting over, all over again?
I mean, well, what is the point in any of this? Just yesterday, guys, and to go to your point, just yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard, but this happened yesterday. It says, yikes, these weird-looking poisonous caterpillars are on the loose in Virginia. And this is an article. It says, be on the lookout for a toxic toupee, poisonous to the touch, one of the most venomous caterpillars in the world, the pus caterpillar, has been spotted in eastern Virginia. While the caterpillar looks like a product of an expensive shampoo salon, the hair is actually poisonous to the touch. It has spines in it that can burn and sting you for days. If you are touched slightly by one of these, you will be in the hospital for up to weeks. It is very deadly and poisonous to the human skin. It says that, and they are not avoiding humans anymore. They're actually, they're attacking us. Go ahead.
See, it's things like that that make you wonder, can they carry the new virus, the new strand of corona, the new what was that virus that you that had a name? That was it? SARS.
SARS.
Yeah, SARS.
Yeah,
SARS.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, is there a way to carry a virus across the globe using these type of insects or genetically made insects? Because I've never heard of this poisonous caterpillar until now. You know.
Go ahead.
When you mentioned something about a civil war was coming, is it possible that a civil war on all levels, of both on a humanity level, an economical level, and to all the way to the most smallest natural form in nature, everything being at a civil war, a war with one another and with itself? Because you all are familiar with that statement that an organism at war with itself is an organism that's doomed. Is that where we're heading for the plant, and why? Why are they trying to carry out what is revolutionized, what is told in in the books of Revelations, why are we trying to carry this out and make this prophecy be of any truth whatsoever?
Jimmy, I'm glad you asked that question. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm glad you made that point. I'm glad you made that, those good points and asked that question, because this is what I tell people all the time. We need to stop focusing on these clowns in politics, these clowns in corporate America, and focus on the things you, Royale, and Mother Teresa brought up about the mosquitoes, these new things that are going on that we're distracted by these clowns. Stop focusing on these clowns and focus on things like what's happening to the ecosystem, what's happening to all these children disappearing across the world, and in particular in this country, what's happening with the land, the soil, fish dying, whales dying. We need to focus on these things, not those ridiculous, disgusting, bottom-feeding clowns in corporate America and in politics across this country. We need to focus on the things that's going to really impact this planet, because those clowns we keep focusing on are so sick. They are literally destroying this planet, the air, the soil, the water, and the humans and the species of animals. They know this is going to come to a fast, rapid demise, and they're not doing nothing to stop it. Instead, they're doing everything to accelerate it. So focus on the important things, y'all. That's what I tell all the listeners. Focus on the important stuff, not these orange, blue, pink, burgundy, deep sand clowns. But go ahead. I can see that, y'all. God bless America again.
But can I come in, Black Cat? And I appreciate what you're saying, but
yes,
you got to understand this right here. You got to understand this right here. And let us be real about this. See, here's – okay, you saying we should focus on the Mother Nature and all that other stuff, right? Fair enough. Mother Nature don't pay your paycheck. See, what we have done, in order for you to do what you guys are wanting to do and what you and Mother Teresa want to do and everybody, you're going to have to take back your world. You're going to have to get these clowns from ruling you, because they always said, and I hate to use this pun, the people that you say and ignore have their foot on your neck. Now, I'm a common sense realist guy. How you can't just avoid something that's controlling you. You can't do it. You either have to get rid of it, or you're going to be under its rule. Now you want to say, let's help Mother Nature. Let's avoid that. Dang it. Mother Nature ain't paying your paycheck. It's yours, but I love Mother Nature, but these clowns are the ones controlling you.
Right, I'm saying the same thing you're saying, but in a different way. What I'm saying is the ones who are causing these problems, not just focus on nature alone. I'm saying focus on the people, the entities that are causing these problems that's everybody that we're going to suffer from, and address them, hit them head on, and force them out, and force a change. Exactly. I'm going to
And how do we get
them
out?
We're saying it in two different ways.
How do we get them out?
Planet Earth has proven time and time again since our existence on this planet, only revolution changes things. All that singing kumbaya, all that begging and pleading and praying does not. Revolution changes things, period.
Yeah, one thing we can't whine about. Go ahead. We got to go to break.
I'm done. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to take it, but I want to continue this because I want to continue this discussion. I'm going to let you bring your point up. But Hefe said this. He said the only way that we're going to stop this, a revolution or whatever. Okay, but then let me go to another article that just came up and see what y'all think about that. This past Thursday, the Michigan mayor, there was a plot to kidnap her because this militia group was doing the same thing that Black Hefe said they should do. So my question to you guys is, are they right for trying to go in there and kidnap the Michigan mayor because she wasn't doing their rules? Aren't they doing what you say do, or should they have been arrested? Let me go back to you, Hefe, first, and I'm going to get everybody's question on that. Were those guys that tried to kidnap that Minnesota mayor, were they right because they were doing what you said, they taking back what was theirs? Let me hear your thoughts on that. Go ahead.
Glad you came to me. I'm going to keep my answer general because I don't want those corrupt people coming talking to me, so I'm going to keep it general. I'm going to ask this question. Did the Indians, the Native Indians and the Mexicans, got sick and tired of hearing the Caucasians begging for this land and they just succumbed and gave into their begging and said, "Honey, y'all take this"? Or did those evil white Caucasians come over here and murder the Indians and Mexicans and took this land. What's the reality? We know they took it. This change came about by bloodshed and war. They brought war to the Indians and Mexicans. How this country came about to be so powerful so fast, by force.
But,
so the only way, again, you bring about change. Yeah, I'm going to that now.
So,
the only way you bring about change is if you force it. So I got to say, those guys are in the right direction according to their views and their agenda. You, the only way
and
you bring
too.
About change,
your views
you have
too,
to
right?
force it. You have to force a change. You can't go begging them. That's like they tell you, go file a report, a complaint to the local police department. You're going to have one KKK member over here tell you to go file a report to his KKK constituent over there. What kind of sense does that make? That's why people resort to those type of actions, because they know you can't win with these people. You have to force a change. The KKK member over here tells you to go file a report to his KKK brother over there. What the hell do you do?
Let me bring you in.
What are you
both
to do?
That's well, okay. We'll ask it. Let me get everybody's opinion first on this here. So, do you think that those guys were right? That militia was right for saying, "Hey, we finna kidnap the Minnesota mayor, man." this whole thing.
Well,
hey, help me, y'all. Help me. Go ahead. Let me just.
Where I can commend them at is they have my respect, because if you were to stand on their side of the spectrum, like we've always said, these things are based on ideology, a person's ideology, right? The ideology that they stand on, they 100% they went all in by going to try to kidnap the mayor. Or the governor, whatever the title was. Yes, that mayor or governor should have had a big 12-gauge shotgun waiting on their butts. Straight up.
Let me ask you, stop. No. Go ahead.
Okay, can I ask this quick question, y'all? Let me ask.
Yeah.
If they went about it the typical way we've been programmed with all the red tape and paperwork crap, how long you think that group would have got results? How long would it have taken if they ever got results? The grandchildren might have gotten a response back in a new type of email someday. So how long do you think their desired results would have been honored? Not at all. So they say, you know what?
Right. I've never known an important presidential type of change be brought about without some kind of violence or force behind it. It never has been done through negotiations.
Never.
Yes.
Okay. You were sitting here telling me.
Let me ask you this. How do you expect to get rid of the mechanical mosquitoes? Do you expect to negotiate? Yes, I do.
But we are bigger than these animals, man. You got. Go ahead.
When the CIA wants somebody out of power across the world, Venezuela, Colombia, anywhere in the Middle East, what do they do? Take them out.
But look
what they're talking about.
Okay.
But Royale, you said the same thing. You said, man, right now isn't the time for prayer on your knees. It's time for what?
Okay. But it's time to be smart when you fight. Okay, let me ask y'all this question. And I'm asking y'all, this is a simple question turn. I'm asking all you, so all you two Negroes sticking y'all chests out, and the rest of the little Negroes sticking their chest out, talking about, hey, man, we finna go ahead on and fight, right? You little Negroes is doing all this shit, right? But let me ask you this question here. Okay, where the hell y'all going? So you want to go start a fight right now in America, right? Right now in America. Dude, that is the most dumbest war plan ever. That's just like, okay, you are – allegedly, you guys are surrounded by your enemies. You are in your enemy's country. The house, the highest house in the land, is named after him, the White House. And you finna sit here, don't own no city. You don't own, you Negroes don't even own your homes. Negroes is written, goddamn homes. Where the hell are you going? So you said, let's just go fight. Well, what? You don't make no bullets. You don't make no guns. I ain't never seen a gun that's called Leroy and Leroy and Johnson. Nigga, the gun is named Smith & Wesson. You niggas don't even own nothing, but you talking about, hey, man, let's just go here and fight. The military, you just said out your mouth, oh, I'm going to go to the police officer, which is the KKK, and tell other KKK, but yet you Negroes is in the fight. What's the hell wrong with you Negroes?
Boy, yeah.
I'm going to let you straighten that out. Don't agree. Go on and straighten that out.
Yep.
That's true. We don't own nothing. And I tell y'all before, I'm scared of how they're going to retaliate because they would retaliate against this country from the space, from the drones, everything, right? So the only thing we can do to answer your question, is pray that God Almighty Himself, our angels, or the aliens come and save us. We can't win this fight by ourselves. I agree. We'll get wiped out by a button.
So let me tell you this. So
knowing the truth about it, then maybe we should probably stop talking about we going to fighting, and maybe we should sit here and say, okay, man, how do we work within the system? Because what you're doing is absolute genocide. Go ahead on, Gemini. Let me hear you do your G.I. Joe best Rambo let's fight speech now. Let me hear that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ramble that way. But what I will mm-hmm. address is when.
Yeah.
Hefe mentioned that we should depart and separate ourselves into one fourth quarter of the state somewhere, east, west, north,
Negro,
or south.
Where you going?
For them. No, I said I'm going to address that. I didn't say I agree with it. I'm going to address it. And what I have for that is this. I think that is silly planning because all they got to do is drop a bomb full of mosquito gas right on – all the blacks that in that quarter of the state. Because now they done got us all at one bullseye point of the map to where they could just drop everything on you and kill you. Just go ahead and kill you. You know what? If we want to take that land from y'all, we just go ahead and drop this bomb.
I mean, I want to give y'all another thing. And we're going to get into some articles and stuff, guys. We don't win way over. I want to get some articles. But I do want to bring up this other one issue, man, because I started doing some research on some things, because I really wanted to get to the bottom of some things. I really wanted to get to the bottom of Trump. And here's my scenario. And I know I'm not, man, guys, I just want y'all to hear me out on this. So President Trump came in. He did a speech, and he said, they said, man, why are you against blacks? And he said, look, he said, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, he said, when I heard it, it was bad. And I said, I'm like, y'all, what you mean it's not as bad? Because that's us. That's supposed to be the Black national anthem. That's our new Black thing. You know, I was with that foolishness. But then as he talked, I thought about it. And then the one thing that came to my mind was things aren't always as you see them to be or as they appear. You can't have the mindset of a baboon and sitting here, you know, you just pick that one word. So he said, look at where you're at. And I want all y'all to do this thing for me. Look at where you at. You are saying Black Lives Matter in America. Now, does that come off the pure racist? Because what if somebody else came out and just yelled, White Lives Matter? If a white person came out and said, White Lives Matter, or as they have eloquently said, white power. When we get mad at them and call them racist groups, when you see the white people going there or the Proud Boys or the white boys, you know, they say the White Lives Matter, or they don't say White Lives Matter, they say, you know, the KKK, as you want to call it, or they'll say something like, you know, white power, you know, those guys. We say they racist. But what the hell is Black Lives Matter? How can we sit here and say, well, because I'm black, I can do it, because I done been beat up a long time ago. But that doesn't make it right today, because now they say, hey, okay, well, we abolished all that stuff. So now let's stand foot to foot today. How can you get mad at me and say I'm racist by when? My white pride t-shirt or whatever, but yeah, y'all run around here and say Black Lives Matter. So I'm asking y'all that question. Are they right?
Well, yeah,
right for saying that?
I got three letters to solve all of that. T-O-O. T-O-O. Black Lives Matter 2. That's all they're saying. Black Lives Matter 2. Because of the suppression.
That ain't what movement say. That movement say Black Lives Matter, period.
They're not saying
Black
Lives
Matter
as in that's a metaphor of saying that we're prevalent over other races is saying we matter like everybody else. We matter too, like the white people who don't get harassed.
We
and
understand
the way
we
do.
I got something to say.
I understand
that. I think you were right before. I think that everybody's being distracted by all of this stuff, and what really matters is what's going on in our world, our environment,
to this planet.
Our animals are dying. The pollution
that we are putting out there.
On a daily basis, the children that have been kidnapped and, you know, abused. And, I mean, there are so many more things that we should be worried about.
Instead of fighting each other, everybody needs to pull together
and solve problems, not make more.
But, Mother Teresa, what we are trying to solve the problem, but the one problem that we have to understand first and foremost is, what you guys don't understand, like I said before, all that what you're saying is right. But when this country, we live in a capitalistic country, which means it's the dollar first. You can't get anything on this earth. You even said that those hunters,
you know,
they hunt and kill
animals
to get the dollar to help them. So it's all about the money. See, this whole thing is monetary.
You can't
eat money. So
you're
saying you're in the monetary system? Huh?
You can't eat money.
But you need
money
to go buy the food that you eat. But you need the money to buy the food that you eat in this world, in this country that we're in. Think about it, Mother Teresa.
Well, not all,
you're 100% right.
Not all animals come from the store. Not all food comes from the store. You have to consider the environment and the water that all these animals and us are drinking. You have to consider the pollution that they're putting out—that, you know, that should be stopped.
Mother Teresa, you are saying the right thing, but your message is gonna fall on deaf ears. I guarantee you, you can't walk down the street nowhere right now and preach the message of let's have peace, 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 and let's put things down. People are gonna tell you, peace can't pay my rent. peace can't pay the bills. Now you said peace can't buy me a farm. Peace cannot buy
you.
Just agree with you. The boys in Michigan.
If everybody was busy taking care of their own food, they wouldn't be fighting.
You stupid. You can't. How you can't take care of your own food. Where they gonna grow farms at in some backyard? Who's only the size of backyard? Have you guys lived in the city? Nobody has a backyard anymore. You can't grow no food to feed your family in a 2x7 box, which is called your backyard. Okay? The government has put regulations saying you can't farm. There's certain things you cannot do. Now, here's what you guys should do. Then there should be more of you guys to go out there and say, forget politics, forget the government, forget this, forget that, and we just gonna farm. Now, that should be your revolution. But until you get enough people to do that, you have to follow the masses of the crowd. What is the most dangerous thing out there? A herd. A running herd that is running simultaneously, a chaotic herd that is running in an organization. An organizational chaotic herd is the most dangerous thing in the world, meaning that you cannot stop it. We have a herd.
Exactly.
Silly people. So until you can't, y'all, I'm going to let you speak, Jefe. Y'all rules cannot come in here until you change the mind of these idiots who supporting this. Don't you know I have beat myself to death saying, hey, y'all, it is so simple for us to not do this no more. But you got these dum-dums who keep saying that don't want to listen. So either I'm going to suffer or perish, or I'm going to say I'm going to be the smartest person in the herd. Am I making sense? Go ahead on here.
I agree with you.
You're saying right stuff. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
But I agree with you. You said it dead on. The most dangerous thing is a herd, and we are the herd that they do everything in their power to keep us divided and distracted and focusing on other garbage and hating each other. Because if we deviate from that, their tactics, we become that moving herd that removes them out of power overnight. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, what do we do? So now that you guys have knowledge, because I see that you guys have knowledge, Mother Teresa says we should forget about this and protect the land. How do you convince other people
to follow your wishes, Mother Teresa. Let me hear that. What is the solution? How do we get people to listen to what you're saying? Because you're making sense. But how do you get them to do it?
Well, I guess maybe start putting more of the things on TV that I guess people are just trained to watch about the problems that are there. Instead of putting all this ridiculous stuff out, you know, put facts out that, you know, of things that are happening. Put out studies and finds that they're having and you know, what they're doing with the money to, you know, protect things for the people and the environment. You know, they got to stop the polluters. They've got to stop the companies that are, you know, putting out bad things. And I'm sorry, but, you know, Bill Gates and all the companies, you know, making these, you know, bugs, these patented insects, they're making money off of that. And I just think that's wrong. You know,
isn't this what they're supposed to do, though? Now, and I'm with y'all, guys. I want y'all to answer the question. I'm, seriously, aren't we in this society where we're supposed to make money? No, that's all I'm asking y'all. What is the American dream? Okay, let me ask y'all this. Then what is the – I'm going to ask each – this is a question for each one of my panels and our listeners out there. What is the American dream? Let me start with you, Black Cafe. What is the American dream?
The American dream should be just stability,
and that's
peace,
what it should be.
Happiness,
what
and
is it?
And the opportunity to raise, to have a career, a life, and to support and raise your family under happy, healthy conditions. And but my, now back on your comment, which is a good one, is how much money do somebody need? God damn,
exactly.
The billionaires want
exactly.
more billions. How much
how
do
much
they
money
need?
Can I make?
That's,
damn,
that's
how
a
much
good
money does a family $100 billion. We got families out there worth more than $100 billion, and people suffering around this world. Why not make laws say, hey, after one individual or a family reaches a certain amount of wealth and status, hey, the rest got to go to society. How much
that's
do they
socialism.
Need?
Time
you
out.
Got companies.
That's called communism and socialism. What you're talking about is communism and socialism. Communism and socialism says this: everybody is equal. They don't want that in America. Mm. That is the devil system. See, America said
mm-hmm.
that's the devil. I need to have greed, greed, greed. That's God. But communism,
exactly.
where everybody is equal and have healthcare, that's the devil. Let me bring
yep.
you. Let me ask.
Good point.
And Mother Teresa, I'm gonna say you for last. Let me bring it. Matter of fact, yeah. Let me bring in Gemini. What is the American dream?
This is exactly what it is in America, to be able to follow. a dream or a vision that you have in order to make wealth for yourself and for your family.
That's
plainly put.
American dream. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
Mother Teresa,
chasing wealth.
Exactly. Mother Teresa, what is the American dream? That they always put on TV, they teach us in school. They say, you got to try to fulfill the American dream. What is the American dream?
Oh, I suppose, you know, to have your family and health and enough money to provide for your family and the opportunity for, you know, equal business or employment.
I got a second answer for you.
Right.
Sorry,
now, that's
mother,
what
I
we think the American dream is. And I'm going to come back to you, Dan Heffer. I'm going to let you hit your answer now. All you guys at first said a decent answer. You guys are decent folk. Y'all want to just take care of your families and live. That's what you guys want. That is what Mother Teresa, Gemini, and the Black Hefe want. If y'all was in Washington, maybe that would be the case. But go ahead. And then I'm going to let Hefe come in, and I'll bring my
point. Like
go
equality
ahead.
Of opportunity, you know, in, you know, business or employment. I mean, you have opportunities.
So what you just
in
said, equality. Okay.
You do.
So
well, actually,
I
just pulled up the definition. You want to hear it?
Of an American dream?
Yes.
Sure. Let me hear it.
The American
Let's
dream is the ideal by which equality of opportunity is available to any American, allowing the highest aspirations and goals to be achieved. A workaholic lawyer who seems to be living the American dream.
Hold on. Now, stop. Let me go stop there.
That was kind of what Mother Teresa was trying to say. That's what Black Cafe said. That's what you said. Now watch this. Let me let you know why this is a big lie and they played on words. American dream. Now, fine, look at the definition of dream for me. But the dream, notice what you just said, equality for every American to do this. We don't live that. We won't let certain people get jobs. We have
okay, well, how about this one? How about this one? Let's see if this is any different than the first one. The American dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society where upward mobility is possible for everyone. That's not it either.
That's actually true, though, because you have a lot of the poor Black athletes go to the Black. They live in the ghetto slums, and then they be ghetto fabulous, hell, the rappers. So that one is kind of more true than the first one, because, yes. So now, thank you for helping me shut. You always be that Negro that try to shut me down.
Okay.
Cool, fine, whatever. But now let's go back. Okay. You all be that Negro that try to shut me down. Go ahead. So we all live in the American dream. Go ahead, Hefe. You said you should bring something up.
Yeah, y'all want to know what the new
Negro.
American dream is?
The Negro.
The new American.
Yeah, what?
The new American dream is becoming
stupid
an
Negro.
Obedient, youthful robot until your battery dies. That's the new American dream.
This Negro
a
here,
useful,
man. Dude, don't never have
robot
a right
your
man.
Battery died.
Don't never
that's
have a right hand man who just as left as a fucking two left Negro. Every time I say something, it's
Negro. You know
go ahead on, Mother Teresa. You got anything you want to say? This here, man. This
Negro. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. There's a free market, an economy that you can provide, and. You know, I've been to a lot of different, shows or places where people, buy. And I'm telling you, there are all kinds of people selling and buying things. And nobody is really paying attention to what country they're from or what city they're from or what background they have. People are people from... For the most part, what I see.
Right.
So if it's really that bad, little cow, man, you got to get out and get you a new barn. Get out of your new pasture.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Holy cow.
Little cow, you
better
fight.
I don't know
what
to tell you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm bad.
Can we say this is closer to the truth? The American dream is achieved through sacrifice. It's achieved through sacrifice, risk taking, and hard work rather than by chance. How true is that?
Guys, I wanna close on this one article, guys, and this lets me know, and I was trying to lead this whole thing to this one point here, man, and I want to cover this arc, and I need all y'all support on this and when I say this. So listen to me on here. The problem with America is not Donald Trump. It's not Kamala Harris. It's not Joe Biden. It is the people in America. They are so dumbed down, so stupid, so naive, so lost that they can't think. I'm going to close with this one article here, and then I'm going to let Gemini redeem himself on this time here, and I'm letting him say it out. He actually brought this to my attention. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give y'all a topic, and I'm going to let him roll with it. And I'm just going to say this, and don't, man, just say the article, do what you got to do. This lets me know how dumb America is and why we are going to fail. A family, the entire freaking family, dies in an above-ground swimming pool. You know why they died in the above-ground swimming pool? Because none of them could swim. So why the hell have a pool in the first place and the entire family died? Read the article, and ladies and gentlemen, this is true. I want every listener to listen to this to think I'm trying to be funny and make this up. Pull this article up. An entire family dies in an above-ground pool, a Walmart swimming pool probably. Because none of the bastards could swim. There's so much wrong in that, but I'm gonna let you go ahead on Gemini. You take us home with this article here, and I'm gonna tell you why we are the dumbest
Man, God says he's done with this. I think God don't even claim creation. He's like, man, I ain't create y'all. Go ahead, but explain the article to us, and we all going to discuss this. Go.
Well, I mean, it says three family members tragically drowned in the backyard pool. It's exactly what you said, in New Jersey, due to not knowing how to swim. Age 33, an 8-year-old daughter, a 62-year-old, have been ruled as accidental deaths on Monday. God,
yeah,
come on
laughing.
Now. The American dream is to first learn how to swim and ride a bicycle.
No. The American dream first has to have common sense. So let me come in here and break down. I'm going to give it all to y'all. You say you laughing.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Right. I'm laughing. You're damn right. I'm laughing at them. I'm going to tell you why I'm laughing at them. This ain't tragedy. It's tragedy that they was alive that long. Okay, first of all, if you can't swim, what the hell are you doing with a pool in the first place? The second
well, what
thing
I don't
is,
understand. How can you not get
how,
back
how
to the walls
drown?
Of the...
Oh, and let me clear one thing up. It happened in June. The article probably just came out in Monday, but I don't want people to come back and get mad and say, you can't say that. You can't say it happened. It Monday happened in June, so we want to be clear on that. But they ain't going to... And I'm cool with that one. I know I'm cool with that one. So you have to clear it up. But yes. So, Gemini, and I ain't trying to call you out. You're my dog. I got you. But let's just be real with it. But the thing about it is, and I'm going to let you come back. I want all y'all to talk about this one. Mother Teresa, I want you to say something about this one, too. And don't tell me that mosquitoes is killing animals. No, I don't want that. I want you to talk about these idiots that drown in the pool. How the hell do you drown in an above-ground pool? An above-ground pool, all you stupid bastards had to do was stand up. An above-ground pool is only come to your goddamn knees. Stand up. Do you drown in an above-ground swimming pool?
Well, I was gonna ask, how do you not get back to the walls of the pool to pull yourself up anyway?
It ain't about no wall pool. Just stand up, dude. Just stand up, man. An above ground pool is not that high. Mother Teresa, what you got to say? Just stand
they had
up.
To have
get off, just stand up.
They had to have too much chlorine in there or something.
Royale, I believe it looks like from the picture it was a 6-foot deep pool, and all of the members of the family were about five foot six.
Y'all is so stupid. It's just so stupid.
Man, this show
is dumber. Go ahead, FA.
It proves, like we said earlier, that the American people show over and over and over again that their brains work ass backwards. The government must say mama and daddy. The government must say mama and daddy when you are that far gone mentally.
Oh, man.
I'm not mad at the government. I'm not mad at Trump, like you say. I'm not mad at other people. I'm mad at the people for being that damn ass backwards.
Exactly. Let me ask you this, Gemini. Let me ask you this. So, did it say where they get the pool from? why does that matter? I just didn't know. Because a 6-foot ground pool,
yeah.
Who built the pool? Does it say why they got the pool?
All I know is this was around in Brunswick area, Georgia. You know how those people are.
What's
their
color?
I knew that was coming. We got 1 minute left, guys. I'm gonna let y'all have. Y'all got any last words? Make it real.
Hey,
quick.
How about this? Jefe, they're the same color as these West Virginian woman who plotted with her father to kill her boyfriend and then married her father.
We'll cover that next week because we got 90 seconds. Why would you want to bring that up? Guys, we got 60 seconds. So as you guys see, I was given some information that it was a long pool that started that had 3.5 feet and ended to 7 feet. My thing is, where the hell do you get an upbound pool that go to 7 feet? It's something to this story. We're going to look this story up, guys. We'll give y'all your information. I want to just say this here. Thank you guys for listening to Enlightening the Mind. We hope that we have been informative as well as entertaining. I do want to say this. This thing is going to get real crazy. If you are a person that votes, please vote for your right. Thank you guys for tuning into Enlightening the Mind. We'll be back with you guys next week. We're going to clear this pool story up. I promise you that, because this stuff is getting deep. Thank you for listening to it. Like it or not. We'll see you guys next week.
It's more to it, like Mother 3.
Horrible pun. Horrible pun.
Exactly.
Man, that was a pun. No.
Exactly. I got you. The lightning
of
mine.
The war.